Time travel. Time travel.
You can move stuff around the room, you know, to communicate.
Time travel.
Left lamp for yes. Right lamp for no.
Time travel. Time travel.
Time travel. Oh, we're already gonna do that, man.
Okay. So you and Eric work at the Island City Military Research Center.
Okay.
Dave,
branch of the military.
Branch Davidian.
There's pretty much only the Army Corps.
Okay.
Either the Army or the Navy. Or the Army Air Corps.
There were Marines back then. Of course, they were more tightly part of
what's the time frame?
It's
1941.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
See, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. You're not supposed to know until
you create
your character.
Which is one reason I had to vastly downpower everybody.
Except for me.
He already kind of sucked.
Why did you have to downpower everybody first?
Because most of the villains are like that. So, Dave, you actually...
Oh, because it's World War II era comic book stuff where all the superheroes didn't really have superpowers.
They a lot of people just, you know, you put on a mask and you're a superhero.
That was the cool thing.
Well, a lot of people with powers.
Self-starters. It's like the beginning of the internet, man.
Wait.
.com.
Captain America, right?
It's true.
That's Marvel, though.
He's a brick.
Dumb as a brick.
So, Dave, you live over on the seashore off to the side. Oh. And there's like a dock
right here.
Boat and stuff.
Right next to the wall here.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, last one.
Did you read my...
Yeah, that's your idea.
I
think I already
read it. Where's my phone name? There. Bagatelle. Which means something.
An extra bus.
Which means...
Yeah, it means loaf of bread.
So it's a bright Sunday morning. There's a few clouds, but it's really nice. You know,
it's going to rain, I think.
It is Hawaii, after all.
It's still pretty early. Only a few people are playing, you know, are up and about playing, you know, like kids and... fishermen and stuff. Dave's still asleep.
Hell yeah.
I'm in a wheelchair.
So, it's the morning of December 7th. And although there have been rumors that, you know, the Japanese might invade or something, nobody's really worried. I mean, they wouldn't mess with the U.S. So
yeah. Come on.
Even though the military base, you know, there are very few guards, and they're all kind of... they're not really paying much attention. They're relaxed. You know, nothing's ever happened. So let's see. Dave's asleep. Wu, you are...
in a wheelchair.
No, not yet.
I am.
So today is the culmination of years of work.
I'm in a wheelchair.
You finally finished the radio cyclotron.
Radio cyclotron.
Can you get on there?
I'm always in a wheelchair before this.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a wheelchair.
Oh, then you can...
I'm all powerful later.
The radio cyclotron will revolutionize medicine. But you haven't tested it on humans first, so you're going to be the first test subject
to
cure you.
Why would I test on anyone else? That's unethical.
It is. So Holly helped, you know, your wife Holly helps you through the machine and straps you in. And she goes over and, slowly starts up the pre-system checks and stuff.
Robot, no!
What? I can watch this. Pressing.
So for Eric, do you have a character name yet? We'll just call him Eric.
Should I call myself Riff? Or try to think of something.
Riff. Reduction in force.
You've been working here so long.
Reduction in force.
Can I make it freelance?
You just finished your toaster. You've been working here all night. You don't even know it's morning. You don't need a lab.
I'm gonna have some toast.
First test of the toaster.
Overload the power system. That's what screwed me up. You bastard.
The toaster.
Always check your optics.
Were you going to be human, alien?
I'm leaning towards being yeah, from whatever dimension Eric got, or...
Okay.
Or Shannon got his...
You're not there yet. You're not here yet, then.
Half human, half alien. Half human, half alien. From the future. You're the son of yourself. That'll be cool. How does that work, though?
That's obvious.
All right, Chris...
Go to the future.
You are basically you come out in the morning, go
to
your
past,
trying to learn the power. You're bouncing around up in the
birth to his
you're like over here somewhere up in the sand dunes or whatever.
Or dies.
Actually saw that.
Yeah, like,
was that was like a
Red
Dwarf episode.
Oh, the Red Dwarf too.
No, there was a like a mob guy who thought he was like God's gift to women.
Yeah.
And this woman shows up and is like trying to get in bed with him. He can't figure out why, because, you know, he's used to getting all the women he wants, but this woman like really insistent, seems to know all kinds of stuff about him and stuff. And he eventually freaks out and shoots her. And and it turns out that she was him from the future, because he decided that, you know, since he was the best, you know,
guy.
Best guy in the world, that the ultimate sexual experience would be able to beat a fuck himself.
Obviously.
Gosh.
That's called masturbation. Easy way to do it.
It was really messed up.
Yeah, but, you know, different timelines, so he doesn't have to worry about dying now. True.
So
do you
lose character, but you don't have one.
Hey.
And Eric's character will put you on lap, too.
Is there a kitchen?
There's a kitchen there.
Put me in the kitchen there.
Okay, so you're in the kitchen lap, too.
And there's a hole in the ceiling. Because
and this will be his character, so put him up near the shore.
What the hell?
I'm the one kicking the bunny.
I think I'm a monkey.
And this is,
kicking the fucking monkey.
This could be Chris, and he's over in the sand dunes in the north.
Oh, yeah, he gets to be a cool character.
Because
he's your brother. Oh, that's how this whole thing goes.
Okay, I'm
Firestone. Yeah, Firestone's pretty cool, too.
He's got a monkey.
He's rad.
So is it that powerful?
It's just a toaster, but...
It injects toast
at high velocity. The first 2 pieces of toast hit the ceiling and fall out. But it is good toast.
I got some toast to do that.
Episode
of every
guy
created
artificial
the
bacon.
Ceiling,
then I can market it. Great. Then it becomes
a weapon. The bagel
cannon. And the government takes your tool and perverts it for evil.
So Peter Pan is you're sleeping and
most people just call me Peter.
Anyway. All right, Peter.
Oh, Pete.
Pete's good.
Oh, everybody's supposed to make.
Well, PP.
Yeah, see if I hear any strange broadcast on my radio.
So everybody gets to make a check.
Two die 10.
Which is, and now I get to go over how you do checks. Give me one of these sessions. No, the,
I don't
know
if
it's
best to make the check against, though, yet.
I see me, Donald couldn't see me out 6-6. This is going to be a perception check, intellect and will, and we'll say you have, if you're supposed to be really smart, 9-7. So the opposing, alright, so when you make the check, you have two things. There's an acting value and an effect value. So, your int is your acting value, your will is your effect value. So, int is your ability to, it's just knowing stuff, collect facts, whereas will is the ability to make deductions.
These look like the numbers before in my ass.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All pens, what the?
Okay.
What should
I make for robots like
this? What are
you,
Dad? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. What level is your PQ character?
Is that supposed to be a really cool robot? Or is it just something
not
wrong
very
with
high,
it?
I turn on my computer.
Well, it's really cool,
yeah.
But it has weaknesses.
75 a lot, though.
Okay, so give it... human everything is 9 for the robot, it's got a reliability number of 7.
I think the reliability should be lower. What do you think?
Or, well, higher.
It should be worse or better?
Less reliable.
Less reliable, more reliable. 7 is approximately, I don't know, 25%?
25% failure or
25%? 25% failure per action. That'll last, you know, 3 or 4 rounds before something breaks. Okay. So, and then on the other side of your action check is the opposing value and the resistance value, which in this case is a 7-7. Alright, so the first thing is you look at the action table.
Action table.
Alright.
Okay.
So you take your AB, which whatever happens to be, your, which is your int, which differs between the rest of you.
Okay.
And then cross-index with the opposing value of 7.
Okay.
And that gives you a target number.
Okay. So we have to beat that.
So you have to roll at least that much.
The
first one,
right? You're into the range one on the left, and
yeah.
Then you start looking to the right for
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So look
so you'll need to roll at least this number.
I need 2 dice.
Okay.
To hope, otherwise to have a chance of success.
2 dice and added?
Yes, 2 dice and added. If you roll doubles, you can either roll. If you roll doubles, you can keep rolling. If you ever roll double ones, you fail. So if you roll doubles, you don't have to keep rolling.
If you already succeeded, then you might want to stop.
Well, I mean, if you're rolling really, really high, you might want to.
Oh, nice.
Did you already make it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, you realize you have a.
There's no way I can make double ones.
No, you should make this roll too.
34.
So you roll 34. So you, okay, if you take the acting value of 9 versus 7, you do the 9. Okay, so. Column shifts. If you roll really high, you start moving. How do I explain this? So you start moving to the right columns. So count the first bold one, which is 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's one column shift. So if you needed an 11, you rolled 11. That's not a column shift because that's what you needed.
Okay.
If you needed an 11, you rolled 13. That's one column shift because that's one column.
Okay.
So count the number of column shifts until you get to a number that's higher than what you roll. And that's how many column shifts you got.
Okay.
I gotta shift this.
I got 7.
4 to the left in order to make it. Oh well.
I like it.
Right.
I got roll 8. I mean,
so the first column shift is at 11.
So. Which is, by the way, smarter than your average human.
It's a hard roll. It's supposed to be a hard roll, so some of you will really have.
Yeah, you know it's coming. That's what you find out. They know it.
Okay, so now you look at the result table, which is on the other side. You take the effect value, which is your will, and the resistance value, which is 7.
Okay.
And at that point, that gives you a base result.
Okay.
And then move to the left the number of column shifts you got.
Okay. Move to the left.
Wait, what's the resistance value again? The will?
7.
What's
that? And means you have no effect.
Right on.
So +1 is +1 for each.
You made it and
for
more?
Each column, right.
No, I
think A means your actual effect attribute, which is
so
whatever
you
want.
Got A.
No.
You know, you got 8 points.
Well, no, you should be at the
plus.
A, right?
No, it's a plus. There's a plus here, right?
Yeah, you keep going about
that.
Each one's plus
one.
So you had a...
No, back. You succeeded.
So 7 versus 7 is 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's 4 more than your max, which is 7, which is your will. So you got 11 result APs.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
This is what bagatella means. A light piece of music for piano or something of little value or significance. Ooh, a table.
Okay,
game.
So if any of you got at least one RAP, result AP, you got a load.
Falls into holes
result AP?
That are gardened by wooden.
That's pegs. How many X's plus ones you got?
Yeah, but with small.
No, that's how many points you got total.
So the plus one add to your result.
To your EV.
Oh, the peg fall over
to whatever you were using, which is will, to your will score.
Add that to your will?
Yeah. A would be your will score.
Okay.
And then the plus one would add to the will score. So much can you get a will?
8.
Anybody else got a positive? Okay. Apparently.
I got an N.
Okay.
Yeah, I got an N as well.
Which is what I was expecting most of you to get.
He told me to roll.
Oh, yeah.
Probably just to learn how the rolls work.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. That's partly N.
I know what this is. This is to find out if we knew what the Japs were coming, huh?
No. So let's see. I guess I can give this to Luna now. Oh, actually, no. So we'll give CSC to it. So you both can emails from me later.
Okay. I mean a wheelchair. Oh, actually, I'm in the pod now.
You're in the pod now. Okay.
I'm in the pod.
I'm in the pod. My secret.
Okay. So back to the adventure. So Dave, so you're sleeping. You're sort of half awake and you hear like lots of noise and you go back to sleep.
Good.
So make a perception roll again.
Same thing as last time.
It's an int will. You should make it against...
Int will? Okay, so int and then like the resistance on the other side is will.
Result on the other side.
The result.
So 8, so your AV is your int. Your EV is your will. Okay.
AV.
AV is that the other table.
So the first table, AV.
That's EV.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, same as last time, right?
So the value
is... What? What's
the value of 5 is OV is 6.
So OV is 6, so I need a 13. 14.
No, okay. That's all right. 5.
No, that's a 0. That's a 0.
That's a
1. No, that's a 1. 5, whatever, I fail.
Okay, so you
I really need another dice, then.
Alright, so you're still asleep. Chris, since you're outside, you can also make a perception roll.
Another one?
And your OV is 7.
Okay.
Do you fail? Okay. Yeah, you know, there's some kind of activity over in the base, but, you know, whatever.
I'm sure they'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll take care of it.
I use, like, my superpowers. Like... Three checks, and then
it's always about you, isn't it? Always about you. I'm so
you fix the toaster?
I'm such a nerd. I want to be famous.
All right.
Do you want to help people?
You know, so the best comes out.
Responsibility of power.
I deal with people.
You have responsibility of power?
I have responsibility of power, but you don't. Do you? Adventure?
Yeah.
You're out of the adventure. Fucking another Shannon's great.
Is there like, a calculator handy?
Yeah, I'm a backpack.
Here,
I never knew.
So what do I do about buying these
backpacks? I have a will calculator in my backpack. That works fine.
So look at this. So the skills you're going to need is...
Okay.
Here's skills. You're going to need scientist and gadgetry.
You plug in the number and you
decide you might want to think.
This is the operation.
What operation are you going to do?
That's
what
you're
going to do. Memory clear. You can do all kinds of stuff.
Memory clear.
Gadgetry, scientist, weaponry. Because I.
Is that anything you can do? You can't do memory, but you can do memory clear.
That's memory plus.
Just give me an indication when you want to be really good.
That's memory clear.
Like, you know, plus or plus. Or check. Or minus one.
You can do a minus memory.
I just probably don't know. Just pick up on skills and how good he wants to be.
No, look at that. Make the minus one. Watch what does that
mean.
Freak out.
All right.
Mediocre. Margin of that
robot.
I can't do that. It's not even marginal.
I mean, the more you give it, chances are the worse it'll be.
Really? You don't seem to be affected.
It takes longer to build.
Say what?
You
hike
the game well.
Is that why we're beating you all the time? Is it your bad back? Is that your big
bad back?
That must be it.
That's it. because he can't make a three-pointer like he used to.
Hold it. So, Holly starts the machine.
Ah.
You feel the energy cursing through your body.
Oh!
It's kind of painful, actually. You know, nothing to think about it. Your test animal's force screaming. But it wasn't a but
I
can't
hear them screaming. I'm going to whine at
your shit. Yeah, that was the problem.
Differentiate between pain and pleasure.
No, no, no. They're yelling
you wear,
with
like,
joy. Yelling with joy.
You wear a scantily clad lab assistant outfit, your wife?
It's a comics, of course. What do you expect?
Alright, so you're just busting out of that top.
What top? We don't wear anything in the lab.
Exactly. That you can control
four
levers at one
time. It's a clean room. Get a clean room. Nothing. You wear
four levers at one time.
It's the 1940s. We're not quite as old as that.
Why am I keeping you a monkey?
That's just a kid. So that represents you.
A kid.
You hate monkeys, okay? You hate monkeys.
Think of the monkey at Tinkerbell.
Alright. I'm good now. Tinkerbell, apparently. Yeah, I'm giving it to the Tinkerbell.
So do you yell out of pain?
Action. Huh?
Do you yell out of pain?
No, you're on the beat.
No.
Okay.
That's expected, right?
Sure.
I mean, you know, my bones...
Well, I mean, Holly could stop this. You know.
No, my bones are growing. That's gotta be painful, right?
Sure.
Regenerating.
Do the test animals live?
Yes.
All right. What's half test animal?
Or test animal.
It's one test animal. They all fuse into one.
They can stay in afterwards.
No, no. Catatonic, but...
Perfectly natural.
Suddenly there's an explosion.
What the?
Like the wall behind Holly explodes, flinging her into the concrete.
That's the wrong button, honey.
You named your wife Holly.
Well... She becomes a vegetable.
Your dead ex-wife.
She's not dead.
She's not dead. Come on, Ted.
Well, but then the ceiling falls
off her. I was looking up baby names. I was looking up, like, vegetable names.
Something that's, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Holly isn't a vegetable.
It's a plant, isn't it?
It's a plant.
It is a plant, but it's not a vegetable.
Oh, really?
Holly grows on trees, and a vegetable on the ground.
Common vegetable.
Not really.
It's really a fruit.
Plant.
Carrot top.
Carrot. Okay, and?
So she's flung into the console, she falls, the ceiling falls on her.
That's the wrong button, honey.
The machine whines, the console starts sparking.
What the? What the?
It suddenly gets much more powerful, and then you black out.
Hey, Kevin, how do you calculate
this? Just like my history. Exactly like it.
Wait, how do you calculate how fast that makes you go?
So there is a...
I don't see
I don't have a history.
I don't see a rate table.
Okay, add 10, and that's how many miles per hour.
Add 10 to what?
That's your flight score.
Maybe I'm forced to write down so I have them down.
So add, your
518
miles
per
hour.
I think it's consistent among all of us is that the first thing you fill out is always longest.
Well, it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, the background.
Background. Description and personality. I'm just thinking, you start writing and you got lots of energy. So that's pretty good.
I'm doing description.
I'm getting kind of late.
You actually hear a couple of
actually, it's one big paragraph.
One of them
is broke it down. Because on the DC Heroes generator,
all right,
only
so
one,
you're
going to
go pick it up?
Yeah.
So you fill in and add to
do you run? Do you walk?
All I'm saying is your personality is small.
Careful.
Mine. Description is medium size.
Okay.
Mine.
So you run out.
And then the
you run out, you run to a window.
And if I remember correctly, yours is exactly the same. Oh, no.
It was.
It's
kind of sound like a little cool.
But then it's just part of the background.
So you go over to the area.
One big time.
Get thick of the shit. By the way, you get the personality.
Well, how's that work? I was doing this.
Are you working?
Yeah.
Oh. So you open the door to one of the big rooms. You see like this big hole in the wall. Caved in, and there's like people rushing in.
I was a farming.
And they're not Americans.
I mean, I'm saying farming.
Gotcha. You and Leonard Skinner.
Well, the thing is,
for me.
I don't know.
You can close the door and run. You could
give
up.
Willie was definitely there. Garth was probably there.
I closed the door and someone
I
talked
about. Way before his time.
Well, you know, I don't think you built the remote control.
You were alive before me.
I don't think you built the remote control. So you run towards your robot.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, but what? So you're toaster and the remote control?
You toaster with a pop string in your mouth?
Make a...
Man, you guys put everything into your attributes, huh? I look at every other...
Can't
not my character.
Yeah,
right. I created a totally different character.
Yeah, that's your character, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead and make a roll. This is a dex roll. 9 is... Well, the dex is 3.
Bone cancer.
So...
bone cancer.
There's some more explosion.
Bone cancer.
Okay.
And part of the quarter urine collapses.
Osteoporosis?
No, no.
And
rare.
Knocks you out.
Rare.
Polyurethane.
That's a rare.
Incurable.
Oh.
It should be rare. I'm
sorry. Rare.
Dave, you hear something wakes you up.
I don't know.
There seems to be yelling and gunfire, and you think you hear a couple of explosions.
Holy shit!
Oh, same for you, Kid Invincible.
Okay, here's the other two names.
Were any of the Lost Boys on the boat tonight?
They're dead. The Lost,
no.
Dead.
Okay.
Lost means dead.
Alright,
dead.
I get on deck, and I run on deck.
Run on deck. So you're not trying to hide yourself? I don't know.
Myself?
Are you trying to be stealthy, or are you just going out to look?
I'm poking my head out the...
What you see... So you can see the research center up in the distance. Seems to be smoke coming out of it. At the docks, actually, there seems to be, like, I don't know, a dozen Japanese soldiers that seem to be hurting the other dock people.
Damn, Jack!
What the fuck? Japanese? What, soldiers?
Yeah.
Off in the timeline.
And you also see a woman in a bikini.
Ooh,
woman awful bikini. Japanese.
Like a 40s bikini,
like. Yeah, it's like a 40s one piece.
So,
and she's
not wrong.
What we call a bathing suit.
Right, bathing suit. Whatever.
And she's Japanese. But you know, nothing there.
Oh, every so often. Made it in the comics.
It's in the 40s. And Japanese. That's a double whammy.
So she seems to be just, you know, watching.
So, Marina people, not the Lost Boys.
No, no, that's Lost
Boys. But then,
these are other, just your neighbors.
Right, right. The other scum of the earth.
Like Mr. Hop, Mrs. Powell.
I'll go into pan mode, man.
Okay.
I got people to say it.
All right.
Didn't
so
know
change.
One of us going to die so quickly.
No, you change into Peter. You got your sword.
I'm already Peter. I go into pan mode.
Okay. Change into a pan.
Change into a pan? Not very useful, are you?
This isn't me. This is me.
Kid, what are you going to do?
Your clothes are still covered.
I got an explosion.
Oh, there you go. Peter goes through an instantaneous change,
grabs
his
clothes, disappears. You look over,
day.
Like,
why
the sand
during these moments, he appears
down on the base. It looks like there are people running around, shooting. You know, there's some, two of the buildings
are smoking.
Inspiration
too, and it goes back into the Thousand Adventures for all who watch this feed.
Sorry.
I could totally be working in Hollywood.
This is actually a perception roll. But just
roll
and see what you got.
Nine. Thing as one.
Nine?
I got nine.
Okay, so you see, it looks like the base defenders were caught by surprise and they're losing pretty quickly. You also see, like, there's a big guy wearing, like, naked except for, like, some kind of weird Japanese
laughing as if it was the first time you heard it.
Big guy with a sword.
You can take on.
I charge the big guy.
Charge the big guy.
Wait, this is Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah.
You see Ben
Affleck.
Well,
this is not actually Pearl Harbor. This is off to the side.
Where
Pearl Harbor.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, where is Ben Affleck? He's probably flying across.
Like 100 miles.
He's like half his shirt off, flying his little cropped up right now.
You see the process for
that. Yeah,
that
sucks. I really wanted to see the one they released in Japan.
What was it better?
I have no idea. I only know they released a different version for Japan.
Why is that?
But they probably cut off the
Japanese win.
The ultimate version they got.
Graphic dies in first scene. Dead.
All right, so Dave, you come out. What do you want to do? You come out, you make a pose.
Well,
all the soldiers start pointing at you.
What I'll have to actually do is go back. Still coming out, I'll have to go back in to get my sword.
Okay.
And fly out.
Okay, then you fly out.
Go at the first guy. Take
so
out
you fly
out.
Japanese, soldiers, one of them notices you and points out.
Little kid.
I'm going to call a superhero or something like that.
I assume he starts running away.
Not yet. Go ahead and make an initiative roll. So, yep. You have an initiative score.
I see, 38
plus 2d6. Standard rolls, 2D6. If you roll, 2d10. Yeah. Standard, rules, if you roll double, you can keep rolling up.
Initiative is 36, or does it depend on something?
These three attributes, and then times two.
Add together.
Yep, add them together, times two. And then I'm going to say there's going to be four guys.
And hit points.
Hit points are your body. Well, actually, these. So this is, physical hit points, mental hit points, and magic.
Three,
it'll work.
Luckly, I
have
my
mystic
dude.
Julie?
Hey,
cutie.
Have
fun.
Cool.
It's open.
Cool. Is it? Oh, yeah. The inside is
cool.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Did you have fun, though? Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so what did you roll for your initiative?
54.
Okay, you go first.
Alright.
So there are four soldiers raising their rifles to you.
What are the odds of meeting four soldiers in one round?
Okay, so you want to
I have no idea. What kind of penalty?
Okay, so you in the action table sheet?
Okay, I'm looking at action table sheet.
So at the bottom there's combat maneuver table.
All right.
So you want to do a multi attack on four people?
Let's just look at it. I attack one guy. What are my odds? Or what are my...
No
odds?
Column shifts.
Okay. So somewhere...
Oh, I see. Okay. So these are column shifts to the left or the right. So all I need to know now is my OV for attacking this one guy.
Right.
Okay, so what's my OV?
So if you look on your character, equipment, sword.
Equipment.
Like at the bottom on the left.
I'm looking. Okay, gotcha.
I wrote down what, like, if you want to hit a normal person, and if you want to try to wound a normal person, and what typical role.
Stab to wound, that's it?
Yeah, either you're going to stab someone or stab into a wound, and I wrote down, like, what roles you would get to, like, knock them unconscious or kill them or whatever.
Okay, so I see 5, 11, 13, 15.
Okay, so a normal person, if you're just hitting them, if you roll a 5, you do him damage. If you roll an 11, you knock him unconscious, I think. 15, I think they're dead or something.
So 11 is my average on 2 dice.
Right.
I would only make the on average. So I don't want to be doing more than one at a time because I can't really do that. This is the average human.
Well, okay, so
this is RV3. Okay, so
that's assuming he's an RV3.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Which is,
so average human, if I just attack him with a sword, I'm unlikely to kill him. But
probably.
But there's on 2 dice as well. All
right, so there are two things in combat. So one, if you just go all out.
Okay.
And if you go all out and you knock him down below zero, you're gonna lose a bunch of XP.
Okay.
And if you kill him, you're going to lose him much more.
Alright, well, let's just do this.
So you can also attack him to wound, which makes it a little harder for you.
Okay, what's the multiple attack? I'm looking at multiple attack on 3 to 4, that's a plus 2.
Right. So plus 2 column shift. So what does that mean?
You
And that's the OV with, if war 3, it becomes 7.
Yes.
Okay. I'm in pan mode. And I have a,
weaponry.
Rapier.
Weaponry is for every weapon. There are sub-skills for, like, melee weapons or...
And
where do you grab the skill?
What?
I just want to be able to.
How do you find out your AVs?
Your AVs or dex?
Just my dex.
Okay.
Not my.
Well, for you
the skill.
For you, it'll be what
sword skill.
Well, you also have weaponry. Either one.
Oh, they're both the same, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
So for you, doesn't matter.
So 9.
And assume they have a
12.
3.
Oh.
Okay, so that's not so bad.
Yeah, the humans.
All right, so I'll go for all 4 at one time. Let's see how that works.
You kill them all?
So you're going to try...
No. I'm going to roll the wound. Stab the wound.
Okay. So basically that means that's just an extra OV column shift.
Oh, really? That's another OV?
Yeah. Well, that's what wounding means.
You get wounding.
No. I mean, okay, so wounding, at 11 you hit him.
Well, no, look from here that unconscious and unconscious are the same. It's just you don't do any damage. You never do any damage. Am I wrong?
Yes. If you do it to a wound, you can't kill him.
And you can't actually do any damage. All you do is knock him out.
So
either you succeed with the unconscious or you don't.
Yeah, that's because you're doing that's because your sword is pretty good.
Oh, is it a good sword?
Well, it's a 6 EV sword, so you can't possibly just hurt him. If you hit him, you can knock him out.
Oh, I see.
Type of thing.
Okay. EV3.
Although
it's on the next column. EV is on the next one.
Okay, so you're doing it to wound, right?
Yeah, I'm doing the wound on all 4.
On all 4.
Okay.
So it's a total of 3 column shifts. So now you need an 11 to hit.
11 to hit. So that means their original must have been a 5.
3. It's 3 column shifts.
I know, the original score. Oh, where is that? You want more?
So the original score is 3.
Oh, 3 in the column.
And then you move 3 columns. 2 for V and 4 of them. 1 for not trying to kill him.
Really?
Yep. So it's effectively a 9?
Yep. So effectively 9 versus 9. So an 11 hit.
I'm looking at the wrong column. There you go.
So you need an 11 to hit him.
11.
11. Okay, good.
Do it.
That's break point.
Wait, it's one roll for all attacks? For all 4 attacks?
It's one roll, you apply it all 4 times. So if they were actually different, then that would change.
I'm rolling 4 times or 1 time?
You're only rolling once.
That's not very good.
That's not very good at all.
So what'd you roll? Less than 11? Okay.
That's a 32.
So you go through them, you know, you hit them, but you don't really do any damage.
All right, so I'm flying this whole time, right?
Yeah, you fly through them.
So what'd they say again? What make them hero?
Godzilla.
Benicon, superhero.
America. Okay, got
the name. Bad Japanese accent. Okay. So, and then they all try to shoot you.
To kill?
Yes.
Oh.
Damn it. Can't die.
Because Donald.
No, he's
afraid of gamer.
He is unlikely to die. Although, if he does, I'll feel very bad.
That's why I usually don't come.
It's the first time you've been here, right?
In 5 years, yeah.
Oh,
so
you came
around.
Yeah, for Battle
Fest.
Right?
You came on Friday for Battle Fest, right? Okay, just like this.
Yeah,
I came
here
a couple times, like, in the late 80s, early 90s.
Late 80s.
Late
80s. This particular con or a con?
This con. I came in, like, 89 and 90 or something.
Yeah, I know. I was in junior college at the time. Wow. So you've been to DunderCon before.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like DunderCon 10.
So...
Okay, shoot me.
Because what is it? This is like DunderCon 30?
27.
17 years.
So during your turn, you get 1 dice action, 2 automatic actions.
17 years?
It's more like DunderCon 15.
So if you look at your powers, there's a type, D or A.
D or A under powers. Okay.
So these are dice action powers, A's are automatic action powers.
Okay, so that's an A, automatic. Tell, oh, so, that, which I don't have. I don't know I have it. All right. That's it, then. I just have two powers.
Okay.
Oh,
and
wait a minute. What's this advancement like, crap?
No, that's for you.
That's
to go up.
That's to buy more.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter. If I have two powers, it doesn't matter.
You have two powers?
Okay.
I don't know what I have.
Right.
but you're my character.
During your turn, you use an automatic action to move and a dice action to attack.
Yeah, flying, right, yeah. And
okay.
So that was only considered one attack.
Yes.
Oh, all
right. So that leaves you with an automatic action, which you can use for the defense.
All right, I'll continue.
Above and beyond. So, okay, so the first guy's going
to... fly all around, yeah.
Right, so the first guy's going to try to shoot you.
Right.
He's got an AV of...
50.
Hey, I want to interweave myself between them all, so
they shoot each other.
So they shoot each other. Yeah.
What? Is he cogging it?
You hear me?
Rubicog. What?
Am I flying? I'm flying amongst them. That's the four of them. I'm like, whee.
Okay. So you're flying.
So they're liable to be shooting each other.
Probably not. They're just bolt action rifles. Not unless they have machine guns. Okay, so they have an AV of 3, and the OV is 9, which is your dex.
My dex? Okay, got
it. So right now, the first guy needs an 18 to hit you.
What?
The first guy needs an 18 to hit you. Now, if you think his chance is too easy to hit you, you can use your automatic action to dodge, which would add your acrobatic skill.
Oh, you gave me acrobatics.
Right.
See, holy crap, he gave me.
So that would add 9 to your.
That's just that one guy.
For that one attack. So it would make his attack a 28 now to hit you.
No.
So you don't think so? All right.
Well, see.
Okay, now it's
going to
hit you. 9, he was. All right, so the second guy.
That's what I rolled, half what I needed.
So the second guy, because this is the second attack, he needs
a second attack?
No, because the second attack is on you. The more people attack you, the easier it is to hit you.
Oh, see, now this is a good reason why I saved my acrobatics. Who knew?
So the second guy gets a 1 column shift bonus, so now he needs a 15 to hit you.
I'll save it again.
12, he missed. The third guy also needs a 15.
Okay.
15 hits.
Oh!
He's
going down.
So, now, tell me, what happened with the rest of the guys?
The rest of the guys are like guarding the prisoners, or they're not guarding.
No, I thought there was 4 guys shooting.
There's still one guy left to go.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. The fourth guy, where's the improvement in the column shift?
You look at team attack?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the third guy should have gone in next to column shift.
The third guy? Oh, okay, so he should have been coming.
So, so the second guy gets a minus 1, and then the third and fourth guy get minus 2s, and then the fifth through eighth get minus 3.
Alright, so I'll wait. Where is this?
Right here, under
team attack.
Okay, there we go. So, second guy got 1, and then the third and fourth. Okay, so the third and fourth guys are the same.
Yeah.
Alright, go ahead.
The first guy missed, second guy missed, third guy hit you.
Right.
And third guy only needed a 13, so he got 1 column shift.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you rolled a 15. Oh, now you're there. Actually, what's your body?
Oh, it's... Well, actually, I have no idea what you did to it. 5?
5. Okay. So, a rifle? So, a rifle has an EV of 5.
Nice.
So, right now, it's 1 with a column shift. You take 2 points of damage. So, your body's now down to 3. Well, your hit points are down to 3. Your body's still 5 for all
right,
for,
right.
As an
archer. Yeah, you take points to 0-0 for this.
And that's 0 points.
My 0 points have 18. hit points is actually something else.
It's just your body.
It's just the body.
Your body.
There isn't a column.
Yeah, there's no column there.
Minus 2.
Okay. So the last guy's going to shoot you. He needs a 13 to hit you.
I'm going
to dodge.
This is how I put the acrobatics.
Okay. So you dodge
him. Looks like this is a... Add a piece to DV, but it doesn't seem to say... Oh, I see. Only power studies is what type it is. You always have to roll with skills, right?
Well, no. So skills are pretty much all automatic. All dice,
right.
Or whatever.
Okay, so I'm dodging, add a piece to OV.
Okay, so that makes your dex 18. So he needs a 28 with two column shifts, 21 to 8. He can roll up. And then, and then the Emeticon is done. 11. Nope.
You didn't roll 1-1?
No.
No, he didn't roll 5.5 and 5.5?
Nope. So 2 points of damage. In this game, it really doesn't do anything to you.
What? What?
In this game, there's no real being wounded, disappointed. If you're 0, you're unconscious. If you're negative, you're dying. If you're negative, your body, you're dead.
Alright, roger. Okay.
Rushing the big guy.
You're rushing the big guy. So.
Big Russian?
Make that initiative roll. He sees you. He also puts some kind of a.
Japanese brain. Like,
a little Japanese war cry.
And then. Did I do initiative roll again?
Your initiative? 2d10.
Oh,
34. What time is it again?
10.
Okay.
Right next to the... In the bar area.
Okay, so what do you
want
to do? You're going to move up to him and do something?
I'll just try to, I guess I'll just hit him.
You move to him and punch him?
Yeah.
Okay, so you move, when you move up to him, he cuts you with a sword.
It's already died.
That's true. He was just waiting for
you. One of these things. Catch a sword. Can you do that?
So his AV is 9. Your EV is 5. He gets a 2 column shift penalty because he was waiting for you. And then he gets 1 more because he doesn't want to kill you.
Ooh.
So he's a 13 hit you. Oh. That's not too good.
He's not going to hit me. I'm kid invincible.
Okay. So he's going to spend hero points. So basically, you can spend hero points. 3 points to increase your ability by 1. So he spends 6. Increases dex to 11.
I said 0,
though.
Yeah, everybody, all you guys have 0, 0 points.
But
then
you're back.
Hey, I got twice that. 0 to 0.
So we now need 11 to hit.
I have 100 times that.
Really? He rolls a 19. Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, cool. God.
You're chopping half. 3 invincibles, not 4.
3 column shifts. He has an EV
from now on, you're just invincible.
You have an EV of 10. Your RV is your body, which is 5. 3 column shifts is A, so he does you 10 points of damage.
You're dead.
So you would normally be dead, but he wasn't trying to kill you, so you're at 0 and you're unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
Most of our villains don't try to kill people. Most normal people do.
Alright,
he
is about to go
after
the big guy.
Yeah. But now the normal's going to swarm on you. Chop him a little. No bits.
Why this big suit fail?
Gotta be sad.
Right now, yeah.
And the pod explosion. And
still conscious. She hasn't appeared yet. This is all for Act 3.
Well, maybe I'm there. I'm just.
You just did a walking, observing,
and laughing at us.
These guys suck.
Now I get to knock out a team.
Round over. So I guess I'm closer to complex now. Coming this way.
Hey, Dave, next round.
Yeah. I think I'll take, there's no difference between 2 and 4. I mean,
that's true.
Right? So attack 4, same as attacking 2.
Yeah. Well, in terms of a penalty, yeah.
Is it?
No. 3
multiple
four.
Attack 2 is only 1. 3
yeah.
to 4 is 2.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Attack 1
so
and 5.
So, 2 actually, that would be bad. Then I only have to dodge 1 guy. I could use my, yeah, okay, 2. So I'll attack 2. Right, that's only 2 column shifts. so it increased.
Well, I thought these guys told you it gives a chance to fire you, though.
Huh?
They did.
They shot. Yeah, but then it'll, assuming I'm successful, they go down and they don't shoot me. Now there's only two guys. One guy has next to impossible shot to hit me, and then a guy can be acrobatics again.
Actually, okay, so before this goes, the girl yells something, and something like, I'll take him.
Oh,
real so the guys aren't going to cheat.
What's that, the guy?
Real super guy.
Now you're out.
Not even inside. Now it's over.
I can just be water in there.
She said something like, you're not killing American. Capture him alive.
Maybe
it's a girl. No, you against her.
I should have gone
after really,
girl.
So, yeah.
Maybe that's a girl.
So, you actually
you
didn't notice this.
Well, maybe that's you.
But she actually has, like, a wave of water that she's riding on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Going back and forth.
Nice. Whatever, stab her. I just have an on. I just roll this
roll
plus
initiative.
My initiative. 8 plus 7. 46.
Okay, so you go first. So you go to her and stab her?
I believe I'm
Are you
stabber.
Trying to kill her?
No, of course not. That would be
you
wrong.
Could.
That would be evil.
So it's only if you actually do kill her that it's evil.
Well, once I have an idea how tough you are.
That's true. Once you have an idea how tough people are, then you can do it.
After easier you, to do killing damage?
Killing damage just means you can... Well, it, if you're not doing killing damage, there's a one column shift penalty when you're trying to hit him.
Okay. Right, so it's easier to do killing damage.
Easier to hit him. Well, easier to hit him indiscriminately.
Maybe. I'm actually going to take that. Yeah. First blow, too. I didn't get in line to hit.
Okay. Alright, so you're going to attack her?
Yeah.
So she has a dex of 9.
Dex of 9. And that's
so,
the OV column.
Uh-huh.
And then the ship comes to 11.
Yep. So right now you need 11 to hit her.
Because I have the...
Don't I have to
meet
a
13? Yeah, it's
2. Oh, because you're not trying to kill him. That's true. 13.
13.
You might.
That's not bad. 24. No, 6.
Apparently, you need another die. Obviously, yeah, bad die.
I need to get a match, though.
Can these match?
Let's go to what? Let's get that tomorrow. Anyways, yeah, kick my ass now. But you don't mind.
She would not be able to.
Do you have a clue how many times she's going to attack me?
You pretty much only do one attacking this one first.
Alright, so I throw the acrobatics in there.
Okay, so she will fling the water the way she's riding on.
She's attacking you with water.
Hey, Kev?
Yeah?
If I remember correctly from the flight power, there's like a roll you can do to improve your flight power.
You actually can't improve movement powers.
Okay. I'm yeah, sure you could improve. Okay, maybe it was just
so other automatic actions, yes, you can.
You can. Okay. It doesn't matter. I can't speed up a system. I can't speed up to make it more difficult.
Anyways, so your dex is 18 right now. Her attack is 13. So right now she needs a 13 to hit you.
What do you think?
Wow.
My deck is what?
18, because you're dodging, right?
Dodging, yeah. Which is one.
So you add your 9 dodge to your dex of 9. Gives you 19.
Oh, my dodge is the same. My acrobatics is the same as my...
Okay, yeah. She's not trying
she
to kill
dodge.
You.
She isn't? Oh, that's right.
So now she needs a 15. God. So hard to hit.
Yeah, whatever, you don't roll.
Double.
Can I roll crappy your odds of hitting me so that you know what the problem is. Give me this crappy character. Which one's yours?
Flash, remember? I'm the
cool
guy.
Cool one, I see. Maybe I got a shot though. I was thinking maybe only the goofy ones die.
So she's gonna use some hero points.
Cool. She's gonna use her hero points.
She's using 9 to make her attack 16. So now she needs a 13 to hit you.
Nice.
Come on, roll high.
Roll.
I should have made it higher.
Whatever.
Alright, so she missed you.
Nice.
So now she's on the ground. She just used them for water.
She just used them
for
water.
Water attack.
Kick down the ground.
Roll initiative.
Alright.
Hmm.
Hey, 16.
54.
Okay, you go first.
Alright, what did I do last time?
You tried to slash her.
Then the slash.
Okay, her dex is now 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Still missed, eh?
That's not bad. 31. What are you complaining about?
What?
I
rolled a 4.
Yes, I rolled a 4.
She spends the round getting some more water, so now she's gonna wave again.
Alright, next round?
Next round.
Spends the round getting some water?
Fuck it. I'm screwing around with all my, all my points are going to my initiative.
What's your initiative?
43-53.
You go first.
Really?
Oh, hey! So she had a 9 dex right now.
9 dex. Alright, 9 dex. One column shift. 15. I have 13. I rolled a 15.
Okay.
So I get one column shift on the EV table. Alright.
That's
16. Doesn't matter. Right? Because right. It goes to 18.
Okay. So you do your EV of 6. She has a body of 8.
Body of 8, which Jesus. Is 7 to 8. Okay, and my EV, what?
Six. So you got one column shift.
You're not rolling anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I see. E, 5, 6, 8 from N.
And then one column shift left because you rolled a 15.
No, that's figured into it. N.
Really?
Well, what do you mean left?
Didn't you get one column shift?
Yeah, I got one column shift. I thought you figured that in. Okay, you know, that's the one. Whatever. The one. Okay.
Yeah, so you do 1 point of damage to her.
Yes!
That's the bad guy.
First blood.
So I just do normal damage. But she can't do more than become unconscious.
Right? Yeah. So you just do normal damage until she becomes unconscious. You can't accidentally kill her. If you happen to roll 300 or something.
She needs to fall off her damn water. And be not roll a 4.
So once again, she does a water attack on you. And you dodge?
Yeah, I dodge. Use a hero point. But did you already use them all?
No, she doesn't have that many, though. So she does that.
Use the bar deliver.
What?
Alcohol. The bar.
Okay.
Nah.
I'm sure if you're paying that, those
people. She uses 18 hero points.
Can I whoop ass?
You just say 18 hero points?
Yeah.
18 hero points.
Yeah.
So she has a 1, roll the 1 and she succeeds?
No. She's still, she's alone and hate.
Oh, percussion. 18 hero points? I have 0!
That's true, but you're probably going to get about 100 after this picture.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
What
did she use last time?
9. So, 9 to get it down to 13, so now she uses 18 to get it down to 11.
Whatever.
Okay, so now she's got to hit you.
Yeah, she's going to take me out.
11. Good thing she used that many.
Alright.
And
that doesn't mean she actually hits me, right?
Well, okay, so...
She goes over to EV and she hit me.
So she has a 13 EV versus your 5 body. And doing 9 points of damage.
Crap body, that's the problem.
9 points of damage.
So this is non-killing combat, so you're down to 0. You're down to 0.
That goes conscious too.
You're not unconscious.
Yeah. How many hero points did you take you out again? Just
out of
curiosity. Was it 27 or higher?
You're actually kind of tough.
That's invincible.
Elgato is also kind of tough to get.
No. Your middle initial is N. It's Kid and Invincible.
So you're really a Batman villain, is that it?
Enigma.
Alright, so that ends Act 2. So what about this time? Okay, so later, you appear. Oh, so you can desolidify and you can turn invisible? Okay. You come out.
I can hold my breath and possibly fly.
Okay.
Hold your breath? You mean like seal system?
You're about, I don't know, there.
Half
of them
looks cool with me.
not him.
I'm cool.
But am I?
Oh, yeah, you might be whacking off with that left hand.
That's true. Where are you?
That's just wherever I happen to fling him.
That's a clue.
Okay.
Could be.
So you appear.
I was thinking I was going to have one high school
one
name, but that's too young.
He should be older than high school.
Okay.
I might be older.
Like early 20s or
late teens? Yeah, early
20s. Late teens is fine.
I'm the oldest guy here. Well,
yeah, you're pretty old.
Well, you're married, you know?
Yeah, you got a ball and chain up. She looks like she was crushed. That's not anymore.
I can't see a thing.
True.
I see nothing.
Okay, so you appear... God, this is kind of war zone. They're like, you know, fire everywhere, the people running around with some sort of primitive weapon.
Looks just like home.
Looks kind of like home. You actually don't really remember that much right now.
Okay.
In terms of why you're here.
Fair enough.
I want to read your background.
I might go with that anyway.
That's a background read.
So, I'm not sure what you want to do right now. You just want to look around? You want to follow someone randomly? Looks like,
I'll be invisible and scout around. See if I can figure out who's the aggressors and who's the good guys and who's the bad guys.
It's okay. Obvious. Come on. Come
so
on.
Go ahead and make a perception roll, which is,
That's
what I'm looking at so far.
My gosh,
okay.
Really agile.
That's my only skill.
Six.
My only amazing skill.
I just
did say this.
Can
you hand me the dice, Chris?
I have no good skill.
So make it again.